Concordia Research and Education Workers Union, or CREW, is back at the bargaining table this year with the university. One of their demands is a wage increase for TAs and RAs to $45 hourly. At 1 o'clock on Thursday, November 7th, a group of about 50 union members rallied outside of the Guy Metro building, which houses Concordia administration offices. CJLO attended the rally and spoke with a member of CREW's bargaining committee, Jason Langford.
I mean, this is a rally for a huge pay increase. Along with that is also a cost of living adjustment clause, so that when things like inflation get so much higher than what our pay increases were, then our wage would just keep in line with it.
Teaching assistants at Concordia currently make $29 an hour. Langford and the union representing him says this isn't enough to keep up with the steep cost of living. The union argues that $45 an hour is fair, comparing what TA wages are like at other universities. At UFT, wages are at $51.93 an hour. At U Ottawa, $49.02 an hour. And here at Montreal's own McGill University, $36.26 an hour. With collective bargaining opened back up this year, a higher wage is a high priority. This year, the bargaining process is using an open bargaining method, meaning any union member is allowed to attend the meetings provided they are respectful.
It's been a really cool thing, because when we take breaks to caucus to talk about different things that just happened at the table, we can get immediate feedback from people. Our members who might catch something that we might miss, or they might be part of a department and have some unique insight on an issue. So we found it really valuable bargaining that way too.
Langford himself is a TA in the geography department. He says he has two other jobs just so he can keep up with his bills.
Yeah, this is my third job, and I am very much not alone. Almost everybody, at least who I've talked to, has at least one other job in addition to TAing or being an RA. Sometimes they'll take on two to three different RA-TA contracts in some combination, or they'll be working as a TA or RA, and then on the weekends they'll be working at a restaurant or a cafe or bar or nights. So it's really a... it's a situation where we don't have a lot of time to actually work on our theses and on our research and spend the time that we would like to actually on our studies. It's no surprise that most master's students that I know don't graduate in 2 years. It's not because we don't try hard, it's because we're working too much.
Concordia University would not put up someone for media. They stated to CJLO that to respect the bargaining process, they don't discuss ongoing negotiations that are taking place at the table. They said, quote, "We continue to negotiate with CREW in good faith and look forward to reaching an agreement," unquote. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Owen.
I'm Josh. How's everyone doing today? Hope it's good. Owen, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you know? We just went to see a pretty great movie, as we often say on this show. Today we saw Rear Window, Alfred Hitchcock. It was playing at the Forum. I loved it. We talked about how much we loved it on our way over.
Yeah, it was just like a really tight movie.
Yeah.
Quippy dialogue. Jimmy Stewart as, you know, all-American voyeur as he like watches everyone from his apartment window and makes assumptions about them.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Last week we talked about this Dennis Hopper movie we watched, Out of the Blue, and I'm going to talk about it a little more. There's a great scene with a Vancouver-based punk band, the Pointed Sticks, in that movie. And this past week I've been listening to a ton of the Pointed Sticks. This next song that we'll play is called American Song, off their first record, Perfect Youth. And I just want to say that first song we played, Carry Me Ohio by Sun Kil Moon, something else I've been listening to a lot this week.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. I'd never listened to Sun Kil Moon before.
Yeah, Red House Painters was Mark Kozelek's band in the 90s. And then this record that's from was his first. It's sort of a reformation of that band. I think it's 3 out of 4 original members, but I'm sure some of you know Sun Kil Moon is now his own solo project. But yeah, that record's kind of a transitionary moment. Great song. This is American Song by the Pointed Sticks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You want We're Concordia Relay for Life, and we're all about bringing the community together to raise funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. You can reach out to us on Instagram at Concordia Relay and join us in fundraising. It's also a great way to stay up to date with the exciting events we have planned this year. Getting involved means funding life-saving cancer research and support services that make a difference. Interested? Once again, the Instagram is at Concordia Relay.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
We're Concordia Relay for Life, and we're all about bringing the community together to raise funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. You can reach out to us on Instagram at Concordia Relay and join us in fundraising. It's also a great way to stay up to date with the exciting events we have planned this year. Getting involved means funding life-saving cancer research and support services that make a difference. Interested? Once again, the Instagram is at Concordia Relay. We're Concordia Relay for Life, and we're all about bringing the community together.
That's the end of it all. It's you.
Yo, what up? It's Q-Tip right here. You tuned in 1690 AM CJLO, you know? That's how we do it.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop and all.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That track you just heard was called Pedal Pedal by Untitled open bracket Halo close bracket.
Untitled Halo is kind of a new band from New York City, I believe. They've only got a small amount of material out, but I really like everything I've heard. That track is from a compilation called Road Less Traveled, Volume 2, by, I believe, UK-based label Scenic Route. A lot of artists I really like on there. A lot of, I don't want to say new gaze, but maybe bands that use that term, and synth pop and hip hop. Lots of great stuff on that compilation, though.
Yeah, I really dug that track, and we'll have to check out the rest. Before that, you heard Shannon Waves from 1991 by Drop 19s.
A little Psychic Ceremony favorite.
Yeah, you know, I think you got a copy of that record, too, at the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both got a copy of this previously unreleased. Those were their, audition tapes, I guess, they sent off to labels, and then they just did a final pressing. And I don't even think the digital album is released yet.
No, it's coming soon. You can hear old cassette recordings of that EP on YouTube and stuff, but their official remaster comes out, I think it might be January or December, in the coming weeks.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great. Very, very relaxing.
Yeah. And I think before that was that Pointed Stick song, American Song. Great track. Been listening to it a lot.
Yeah. All right. And up next, we got Payphone by Artificial Go out of Cincinnati. They played at formerly Ursa, now Le Petit Ours. I think it was last night or the night before.
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah. I didn't go. Neither of us went.
It was put on by Celluloid Lunch, one of our favorites.
Yes.
And Helene Barbier performed, and there might have been somebody else. Looks like a great show, though. Yeah, sad I missed it.
For sure. But Artificial Go, very cool, very fresh, and this is Payphone.
Human connection. Let the fruit wash. 1-800, never call again.
That was No Clocks by Pylon off their record Chomp. Really awesome track. High gloss, new wave, banger. What'd you think, Josh? Josh hadn't heard that one before.
I loved it. Is my mic on? Yeah, loved it. Never heard of Pylon before. Or I've heard of them, but never heard their music. And it was really good.
Yeah, they're great. I think only two studio records ever came out. They were only a band for like 3 or 4 years. But both records are just so good. Really kind of one of the forgotten gems of American early 80s new wave. Good stuff. This next track we're going to play is off a good friend of mine's new album, my friend Pro V. He's got a new album called North Face and Tech Fleece, The Seventh Summit. And just this past weekend, he had an album launch party where past, present, and future Quebec hip-hop all in one room together celebrated this incredible collaborative album. It's 19 songs, and every single song has a feature and a music video, and he really went all out on this, and it pays off. You know, a lot of hard work went into this, and it's great. This song that we're going to play is called Kudsak, and it's featuring local 90s rap group Rain Men. They're a duo. They're really great. I had my hands on a reissue of their album, Armageddon. It was really fun to put out. Pro V and I worked on that together. But yeah, big shout out to Pro V. Enjoy this track. Congrats on the album, Mike. Yeah, this is truly a celebration of Montreal hip hop. So yeah. Enjoy this.
Yeah, shout out Pro V.
We're having a little technical difficulty.
Right, let's
for some reason the files corrupt here.
Let's see. Is it plan? Can you guys hear anything?
It's not plan, unfortunately.
What's going on? Okay.
That's too bad.
Let's you know.
Well,
what?
We're gonna circle back to this one. Pro V's the man though. We'll play another track shortly. In the meantime, oh, Josh is going to try again.
Yeah.
This event was so amazing. Pro V on this album cover is wearing a really sick North Face jacket, and he's a big collector of the North Face. He got them to actually sponsor the event, and so he was giving away like $800 Steep Tech North Face winter jackets.
Damn.
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't win one, but I was happy to be there.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, it's on.
Enjoy this track, guys. Don't touch that dial.
Acteurs, j'suis un petit peu déçu. Leurs beats sont vraiment whack, moi je rappe pas dessus. Je réponds avec le silence, prends le commun refus. Et je m'en fous de ton ingénieur, tu rec dans quel sous-tu. Mon cash est né, si du game appelle moyé sauce. Je trosse pas ton partner, le gars a l'air sauce. Il se dirige vers un cul-de-sac, carrière sans issue. Pris dans l'embuscade de dead end, carrément fichu. Mon cash, j'vois rien, j'pars pas, jamais on pointe. Ton bro y'est pas fiable, jamais on point. Il croit qu'il est Tony, pense qu'il est rendu italiano. 5 minutes, il consomme son produit, sniff ça, you know. Pour ça, j'ai jamais fait ton bro, il qu'est-ce qu'on dit. J'ai jamais fait comment ton gars se conduit. Il croit que la vie c'est un film ou un clip de rap. Check comment le réveil est brutal quand rapplique l'orage. Sont pas en notre faveur, fuck ton barème. L'ouvre boîte, débouche ta tête jusqu'à ce que t'apprennes. Mon cash, drop un 16 barres de pieuvre ou 4 chats. Du game, j'ai fait mes preuves, puis j'ai cash out. Les gars sont pas originaux, ils font du plagiat. J'm'en crisse, tu t'appelles Natacha, tant que tu fais l'achat. Mon cash, pas venu tout seul, j'étais avec l'ancêtre. J'ai plein d'ammunition sur toi, j'en lance. I ain't supposed to slow down because of that bullshit. J'vais rendre le game bloody, sanglant comme si j't'ai bougé. Hey, mon gars, ici on prend le cob liquide ou en chèque. J'chill avec tout mon nature qui sont en chèque. J'suis sans pression, la puff upgrade en nasty. Lourd fumeur, ça s'entend dans ma voix les années. Hey, beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, bro. Beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, boy. La fois que t'entends ce beat, c'est mon voice, bro. Beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, bro. Beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, bro. Beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, bro. La fois que t'entends ce beat, c'est mon voice, bro. Beaucoup plus de bread que ton boss, bro.
Shout out to Pro V, man.
Thank you. forlorn in this hallucination. Upside down is the right side of wrong. This spaceless space, timeless time, amnesia of humankind. But there is a voice whispering in your soul. All you have forgotten, determined to be known. Are the things you should have said but didn't say? Are the things you could have done but didn't do? Grass, watching time lapse, clouds pass. The strange becomes familiar, the familiar strange. Something's best experienced, not explained. Everything is not what it seems. Sensing outlines of forms unseen. Those sirens on that distant shore, tempting you back for more. But you can't wake up, trapped on the inside, but out of touch. The inner, the outer, the believer, the doubter. But the biggest clue is what is true. Your thoughts are thinking you. Are the things you should have said but didn't say? Are the things you could have done but didn't do? Say all the things you could have done but didn't do.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
ZLO Radio Concordia.
Something I wanted to tell you, but never did.
This is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. We're back. We played, I feel like, a bunch of tracks since we checked in last.
Yeah, we'll get through them, though. That last one was Jump In from Montreal's Sunforger off their self-titled, that's the word, album from last summer, Sunforger.
Really, really great record.
For sure.
I'm always looking forward to seeing them live. I'm excited to see whatever they do next.
Yeah,
I guess that was their first record as Sunforger. They used to be called Mono No Aware.
Before that
we played I Was Watering a Plant by the Retail Simps.
Yeah, both of us have been checking out their latest album a ton. It's good, and that's like a song that feels like very out of the blue for them, but also very in the vibe.
For sure.
Yeah, so a good one for sure. And before that, we had Life After Life from the new the record, Ensoulment. And that is the as in the legendary new wave band from the 80s, the that neither of us knew had a new record out. Yeah. But we got a CD right here to prove it in the studio with us. So Owen and I listened to some of the tracks. Yeah, check it out for sure. After a quick skim, there are a bunch of standout tracks from this album. So Ensoulment, check it out if you like the.
And before that, we had a little Pro V action that we introduced, which was followed by a little dungeon synthy moment.
Oh yeah, that was Winter and Slumber from Eindul Midir. I have definitely been back on my dungeon synth vibe, because it's November and I don't want to go outside. I just want to sit at home and read books and slumber. So I felt that track was appropriate. It's from a fantastic album by Eindul Midir, their first track, first album that is self-titled, I believe. And yeah, it's perfect for reading. So check it out if you like reading.
We're also currently talking over a song by Coil called Triple Sun off their incredible 2005 album, The Ape of Naples. I heard this album for the first time on a very cold autumn night driving around on the radio. It was just being played front to back, and it really creeped me out. this record's really cool. Very good 2000s Coil record.
Yeah, should we let this play, and then we'll get into our
closer. Let this play out, and we're going to play you out. I think this should take us right to the end with a great track from Boards of Canada off their EP, In a Beautiful Place Out in the Country, and it's the title track. Really awesome band, of course. Not Canadian, but they got their name from sampling a box of old NFB VHS tapes, if you didn't know that. That's why they're called Boards of Canada. Yeah. This EP is really good. I think it came out before GeoGaddy, which is my favorite record of theirs. Really creepy stuff.
All right, well, don't forget to tune in next week. Stay tuned for In the Garage, as always, and take it easy.